You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
In this day.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, it is Christmas, Christmas week.
It's coming.
Your children are home from school. We know that you are enjoying one another, maybe getting on each other's nerves a little bit, but that's going to be okay. You are graced for that position that you have in that family. God has entrusted you with your children, and you have grace for each and every day.
And you know, this is the most stressful time now for all the mothers and the fathers, because they got to go get the last minute shopping done. It's Wednesday. Ooh, you know, you see, Diane, I am a last minute shopper. Every year I said, no, I'm going to get it early. No, I never get it early. I'm this last-minute guy. I got to get to the store. I got to get this. I got to get this now. See, it's down to crunch time. But guess what? I always come true.
We want to invite you to celebrate Christmas with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We'll be having a communion and candlelight service on Christmas Eve. So come on out. The address is 1010 Dixon Boulevard, and that's at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. We left off yesterday talking about the star, talking about the light. All this week, we are talking about the Christ of Christmas.
Yes.
Knowing that Christ was not Jesus' last name, but it means the anointed one.
Yes.
And that anointing is distributed to each and every one of us. That anointing, the power of God, dwells in each and every one of us for great exploits, for great demonstrations of power. So we want to encourage you in this holiday season to celebrate the Christ of Christmas, to be thankful, to have a heart full of thanksgiving and rejoicing for all the things that God has done, is doing, and is getting ready to do through each and every one of us. So be encouraged on this morning. So we have in the Bible talks about the wise men who came from the east.
Yeah.
And they were great. They were very studious.
Yeah.
They were great studiers.
The astrologers.
Astrologers.
They study the star. They know it.
Mm-hmm. Boy. And they had to make a great sacrifice. They had to make this journey from where they were. We got to get it, because when we read the Bible, just because we could read it in 5 minutes doesn't mean that it happened in 5 minutes.
No, it was a long time. The whole thing here.
We read the text and we think, okay, well, that only took me to read as long as it took me to drink my cup of coffee. But in all actuality, they were on a journey.
Yes.
And the journey was filled with time. And challenges.
Yes.
And in needing of direction and guidance. Because, you know, we have all this technology now, and we don't really understand the dependence that they had to have on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Follow the light.
We have GPS.
Yeah.
We have all these, you know, kinds of things. Mm-hmm. We have all this technology where if your GPS is giving you trouble, well, you could call somebody, maybe get directions, do something. They didn't have any of that.
Diane, their GPS to find Jesus was the star.
Yeah.
They got to follow what?
The star.
That was their GPS. Mm-hmm. If they don't follow the star, they will never come to the place where Jesus was. Because the star guided them to where Jesus was.
And I know my daughter, she likes to look at the moon. Ever since she was very small, she always noticed the moon in the sky and the way it looks. But if you're walking toward a star, if you're walking toward the moon, doesn't it feel like you're never going to get there?
Something just dropped in my spirit. Yeah. Something just dropped in my spirit. You know, the wise men had to depend upon the star because they'd never know the location where Jesus was. Mm-hmm. So when we want to go to a place, watch this now, watch this, follow me. We want to go to a place that we don't know. Mm-hmm. We're going to depend upon the GPS. Mm-hmm. The GPS is placed in the heavenly.
Yeah, that's good. The satellites
in space. In space. Mm-hmm. You better follow it. And if it ever has a blackout, you ever been traveling and you follow this thing and it, there is some.
You lose, yeah.
You lose it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're nervous. I don't know now.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Should I turn right? Should I turn left? My Jeep?
Oh, yeah.
I lost signal. I lost signal. Don't lose the signal of the Holy Spirit in your life. Mm-hmm. You hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say this morning. Do not lose the signal of the Holy Spirit. He's here. Jesus says, I will not leave you what? Comfortless. I will not leave you as an orphan, but I will send you the Comforter that will be with you, that will be in you, that will lead you, that will guide you, that will show you what to do. Oh, that is so sweet this morning.
The account is in Matthew chapter 2.
Yeah.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea,
yeah,
in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
Yeah.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea.
Yeah.
For thus it is written by the prophet.
Yes.
See, again, in all this week we've been talking about the prophetic words from the Old Testament actually coming to pass and the promise being fulfilled here in the New Testament. Over a great span of time, it was previously written. Then there was a span of time where nothing was written, where God was not speaking, where they felt like he had forgot about them. And then the promise, suddenly, all the prophetic words that had sat stagnant from generation to generation began to unfold at an accelerated rate. And we truly believe that that is the time that we are entering into right now, where prophetic words will begin to unreal. Well, they will begin to unravel at an accelerated rate. Well, they will come to pass. They're being revealed layer by layer. What the layers that are being peeled back are being peeled back faster and faster for the revelation to come forth and to take place in this prophetic time, on this prophetic clock. So they're referring back now to the Old Testament, and they declare, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
So we have to spend time and unwrap all that you have read. This is a true Christmas story, okay? So when they find Jesus, they did not find him in a manger, okay? So we need to unwrap it. When they locate Jesus Christ, he was not in a manger, okay? So read that. Read that. They came to where?
And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother.
And notice the word that Matthew used there. The young what?
Child.
Not the baby. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, and they found the baby. You're a teacher, and we know words and English word. The young child.
Yeah, because in verse 1 it says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, so it was over a period of time. Because this journey took a period of time. There was no way that they could have set out and got there in the same day.
Right.
There was no way.
So the account of Jesus, there was no room Remember the next account?
Mm-hmm.
There was no room in the inn because it was tax time. And so many people were there and they booked all the room. And why were they going? They were going to pay their taxes mm-hmm. also. And Mary, oh, all of a sudden, oh, Joseph, oh, something coming here. Oh.
Birthday.
Yeah. Are you guys celebrating and be happy about all these great, wonderful things mm-hmm. that God has done? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I just think about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So we gotta get a room immediately. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, there's no room. So he says, we gotta find a place.
Mm-hmm.
So they find, it was private. You gotta, Mary, you gotta be in a little private place. It doesn't matter where. So that was in the manger. That was the major thing here. You know, it was that Jesus was broke. Mary and Joseph was so broke that they couldn't. They were homeless. Sometimes we, you know, people read a Bible mm-hmm. and they made the Bible, you know, something that it's not. Mm-hmm. And not, like you said this morning, we got to read the whole account. Mm-hmm. We got to spend time read the whole account and understand it. We say understanding the true meaning of Christmas, man, that Jesus Christ was born. So they were in this manger. Okay, mm-hmm. you want to pick that up? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when the wise men, when they're on their journey here in Matthew mm-hmm. chapter 2, they had an expectation.
Yeah.
They had an end result that they were seeking. They were on a journey. They were on a journey to unlock a mystery.
Yeah.
So we have to get that, because when you're following, like if you're trying to follow the moon or you're trying to follow a star, you can never actually get there
yeah.
when we're walking on the earth as the
yeah.
star is the guide.
Yeah.
But they had to have hope for the journey. They had to have an expectation to keep them moving, and eventually it led them to the place.
Yeah.
So they didn't actually, you can't arrive at a destination of a star.
Yeah.
You can't go get to the moon. While you're on the earth.
In one day.
But you have but because you stayed on the journey. Because you had an expectation, a far-off expectation, you had an image of what, you had a destination, you had your eye on the prize.
Where you going?
Because of that, because you're moving in that direction, things begin to unfold. When you're moving in that direction, your expectations then begin to be met. Did they actually arrive at a star? No.
No.
No way. But they came into that because they were following, because they had an expectation for things greater and further off than them. They arrived at the place. They arrived at the house and they went in to see the child. And God was continuing to guide them because they knew they can't go back to Herod. That joker is just trying to find out information from us. He's being deceptive.
Yeah.
So they had a discernment, a spirit of discernment that was on them to be able to navigate the journey. And if you look at Herod, he wanted the wisdom that the wise men had,
yeah.
but he didn't want to do what the wise men did. He begins to go find the chief priests and the scribes to get information from them. Well, they knew information, but they didn't have any true answer because they didn't have any revelation.
Listen, that's right. And that's why. So don't you go think the wise men were in the trough. Yeah, the wise men were there. They were in the house. And you will see as we unfold the truth that they came when Jesus was not the little baby.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Thank you, Emily. Good morning and welcome to A Morning Breath, a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. How, you might ask, does that happen? Well, what we do is We read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time with the Lord. We do a morning devotion.